Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
I've had a good life here before, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I hold so dear. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. The tears are gone and spirits there are free. When it seems that I'm almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. There's no turning back, I just got to make it home. Now there's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. A golden street as clear as a crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. All the tears are gone and spirits there are free. When it seems that I'm almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. Oh, there's no turning back, I just got to make it home.
Amen. What a joy it is to be a child of God this morning, to know that everything is well. Between you and heaven this morning, no matter what may befall us or what may come about, I'm glad to know that I am a citizen of another world, thank God, this morning. And know that one of these days the Lord's going to call us out of this place and we're going to move up to higher ground. And so I'm looking forward to that day. But until then, we just keep plugging through and keep telling others about the love of Christ and keep sharing the gospel that's able to save men this morning. And so I trust today that you're up making preparations to go to the house of the Lord. God's been good to you in all that he does. And I know you may have had troubles and trials, and I know you may be in the midst of a storm or in a battle this morning or walking lonely through a dark valley. But I'll assure you this morning, the Lord is very aware of the circumstances of your life and that he's there for you to lean upon and that you might draw strength from him. It is, the Bible said, in our time of weakness that his strength is made perfect in us and his grace is sufficient for every need that arises in our life. And so this morning I hope that you'll go to the house of the Lord. I'd like to invite you here at Mountain View Baptist Church, and we're having in-person services here on Sunday and beginning at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school hour. We just have a general Sunday school in the auditorium. We're not going to the classes, but we're having that at 10 o'clock, and then 10:45 our morning worship service begins, and then 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. Now, we are sanitizing, disinfecting the church before services. We are checking temperatures when folks come in the doors. We're wearing masks for those that want to, and we have the pews. We have several pews marked off to social distance, and so we're taking every precaution that we can. But we've got to continue to go about our daily business, and especially here on the Lord's Day, to worship and honor him this morning. So I want you to take every precaution. I want you to feel safe this morning, but we want to offer you the opportunity to come and to be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Also, remember these on your prayer time and in your prayer closet. Brother Cecil Parrish and Brother Jesse Robinson, keep praying for Glenda Henderson, Edna Owens this morning. Keep remembering Brother Gene Voss this morning, also Jenny Rape, and remember George Coffier this morning. Remember Myra Smith in your prayers, recovering from surgery. Remember Wayne Forbes this morning. Keep praying for Doris Latta. Also in your prayers this morning, remember Trish Bolton, that God would undertake for her needs. Howard and Helen Odom, always. Bob and Linda Schaefer, Zula Ellis, and also Bessie Hawkins this morning. Pray for them that God would certainly undertake for all of their needs this morning. Let's pray for our nation as Election Day here is upon us, and we certainly need to be praying because this may change a lot in our nation. And I hope that you realize this morning that if we don't get the things right, and if we don't get the right man in office, I know he may be the lesser of two evils. But the policies of liberality and socialism is upon us, and brother, they're going to affect the church. And so I hope that you be much in prayer about how to vote in this election. And so I don't want to make the church political, don't want to do that, but I do believe God's people ought to open their eyes and to see, brother, that our rights and our privileges that we have, brother, are at stake. And so I hope that you'll be much in prayer. So I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I know that I'm not going to hell. Amen. That's what I want to look at this morning in Luke's Gospel chapter number 16. Very familiar passage of Scripture this morning, beginning in verse 19. The Bible said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you for the day, Lord, that you've given this morning, God, the blessings upon our life, the very breath, God, that you've given this morning. But Lord, I want to thank you most of all for salvation, Lord, for reaching down and saving a wretch like myself this morning, God, that you would provide, Lord, a sacrifice, provide an atonement, God, that I provide redemption for every man, woman, boy, and girl this morning. I want to thank you this morning, God, for sending your own Son to shed his precious blood, that all of our sins may be forgiven this morning, God. And I want to rejoice this morning in the Lord my God and the God of my salvation this morning. I do pray this morning, God, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. And may Christ be exalted. And Lord, I do pray you'd reveal yourself unto some precious soul this morning, God. Bring them into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Bring them to the saving knowledge this morning that they might be born again. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd anoint your men as they stand and proclaim the truth of thy word. God, give them liberty this morning, God, and power and unction this morning, God. Lord, that your word might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, turn our hearts back unto yourself this morning, God. How we need revival in our land. And I do pray, God, that you bless revival season, Lord, as it comes upon us. Have your way and your will this morning, God. We'll thank you. We'll praise you this morning, God. Visit with everyone we made mention of. I encourage them this morning. Touch their bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen this morning and amen. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning some lessons from a lost man. Some lessons that we can learn from a lost man this morning. I realize this has probably been preached more than just about anything else in the Bible outside of John 3:16 concerning the rich man and in lifting his eyes in hell this morning. Dear friend, it's needful for sinners and saints alike. I guess all the time we think when the preacher preaches on hell, he's just talking to the lost. Dear friend, but I'm telling you this passage is as for much as God's children as anyone else this morning. Amen. So why, dear friend, when we come to church, it seems like, dear friend, that everyone in the congregation, dear friend, is saved. So why should we preach a message on hell? Well, I want to tell you, brother, dear friend, I preach a message on hell, dear friend, because I look at the world. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I took an oath of witness for Christ. Amen. Dear friend, because hell is a real place. Dear friend, the Bible said it's enlarged itself and moving to meet thee at thy coming. Dear friend, the Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said there is a gate. Dear friend, that is wide and a narrow way or a broad street that leads unto destruction, and many or multitudes are falling there every day. Jesus said, the fire's not quenched, the worm dieth not. Dear friend, the smoke and the darkness. Dear friend, the Bible said, the smoke of their torment. Dear friend, ascendeth up every day. Dear friend, I'm telling you, because hell's a real place. Dear friend, and real people are going. Dear friend, that's why we preach. Dear friend, a message on hell. Dear friend, I have an obligation to warned men. How the Bible said, lift up your voice, spare not, cry aloud. Amen. How dear friend, the Bible said, we're watchmen set upon the wall, and to cry and to sound the trumpet when we see danger approaching. The Bible said, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men this morning, going into all nations, into all the world, and to every creature, and preach the everlasting gospel this morning. Dear friend, I am telling you, we're the last line of defense. Before a precious soul slips off into hell, dear friend, they ought to hear our voice echoing in the canyon of their soul. Dear friend, I am telling you, dear friend, regardless of your health, Jesus said, if your eyes offend you or keep you from getting saved, pluck them out. If your hand or your feet keep you from getting saved, cut them off. Dear friend, he said, it's better for you to enter into eternal life maimed and halted and blind than to die with all your faculties and then hell lift up your eyes. He said, it's not worth your wealth if a man gain the whole world and lose his only soul. Then he's not profited anything this morning. And Jesus said, if a man finds his life, he'll lose it. But if you'll lose it for my name's sake, you'll find it. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you why I preach. Dear friend, on hell this morning. Because when I look at the world, I've got an oath to witness. I've got an obligation to warn. And thank God, what an opportunity to win someone to Christ. Amen. To show them how the bloody pathway that leads to Calvary. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you to show them the Savior of the world this morning. Amen. To try to win the rebellious sinner. Dear friend, that one. Dear friend, that's so engrossed with sin. Dear friend, that at least why sew out the lifeline. Dear friend, that they might take hold. May I remind you where God found you when he saved you this morning. Dear friend, I think about the respectable sinner. Dear friend, the rich young ruler, the Pharisees, the religious. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you how we've got a lot of folks around here. Dear friend, that would give you the shirt off their back. Good moral people. And yet they need to be saved by the grace of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you something else, brother. When I look out over the congregation, dear friend, that's why we preach on hell. Dear friend, don't assume that everyone is saved this morning. Amen. Dear friend, everyone may profess to be saved. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I look on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Amen. And I've seen a lot of church members saved, dear friend, over the ministry. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, we preach, dear friend, because we do not know the hearts of men. Amen. This morning, dear friend, I am telling you, when I look at this man this morning, dear friend, this could be a man that lived next to you. Dear friend, this could be a man that you worked with. Dear friend, this could be someone you sit across the table from. Dear friend, every meal. Dear friend, I am telling you this morning, could be a man in our community. Dear friend, and I'm asking you, have we taken the time to try to reach this man, put forth an effort, dear friend, to try to convince him? Our first duty is to win the lost this morning. Amen. And if you've been saved and you're delivered from hell, brother, you ought to do everything you can to try to persuade others to see the need of Christ in their life. But I want you to notice a few things this morning concerning this man. The sinner's education this morning. Dear friend, let me say, first of all, this man learned, brother, when you die lost, have they some things you leave behind. And the Bible said we brought nothing in this world. It is certain we'll take nothing out. Naked I came in the world. That's the same way, brother, I'm leaving this morning. Dear friend, I've examined the hearses
is down at the funeral home. I don't see any of them. I'd hear a friend with a trailer hitch behind it. I'd hear a friend, I'm telling you, friend, you can't take anything with you when you leave this world. I'd hear a friend, this man left his finances behind. I'd hear a friend, money can't save you. I'd hear a friend, you can accumulate. I'd hear a friend, you can earn it, you can steal it. I'd hear a friend, you can invest it. I'd hear a friend, but I'm telling you, when you leave this world, somebody else will spend it. Amen. I'd hear a friend, this man, how the Bible said was a rich man. I'd hear a friend here upon this earth. But in hell, I'd hear a friend, he's just a pauper like everybody else. Amen. This man left his fancy living behind. I'd hear a friend, I can imagine all the shindigs, all the parties, all the high society fluting that went on in this man's life. I'd hear a friend, how popular that he must have been. I probably belonged to every country club and every organization. I'd hear a friend, all the elite. I'd hear a friend gathered around him. I'd hear a friend, but I'm telling you, when you leave this world, brother, there's no party in hell. Amen. I'd hear a friend, this man left his family behind. Think about the loved ones. I'd hear a friend that'll never see you again. I'd hear a friend when you leave this life without Christ this morning. I'd hear a friend they can pull you out of the casket. I'd hear a friend they can kiss you goodbye. I'd hear a friend that they'll walk away from the cemetery with no hope of ever seeing you again this morning. This man left the future behind. I'd hear a friend, I don't know what kind of plans he had, what kind of dreams, what kind of goals or intentions. He might have had his calendar all filled up, may have had his agenda all laid out, but I'm telling you, when the Lord calls, I'd hear a friend, when the death angel is sent, brother, you'll leave behind everything you had for the future. Amen. What a sad lesson to learn when you lift your eyes in hell. I want to say, secondly, there's some things this man learned. Brother, not only that he left behind, but there's some things you take with you. Amen. Brother, there's some things this man took, dear friend, to the very pits of hell. Amen. I want to say, first of all, he took his senses. That's right, brother. Dear friend, he just didn't burn up. He wasn't annihilated. I dear friend, he wasn't destroyed. I dear friend, the Bible said this man lift his eyes in hell in torment, in the flame, in the fire. I dear friend, but yet he could see. Man, the Bible said he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. I dear friend, this man, I dear friend, could hear the conversation going on. I dear friend, I'm satisfied this man, I could smell. I dear friend, the fraud rotting flesh and the burning flesh. I dear friend, that's in hell. I imagine he could taste. I dear friend, have the char in his mouth. The Bible said, he said, I just want one drop of water to cool my tongue. I am this flame this morning. I dear friend, and certainly he had the feeling, had the sensation of touch. I dear friend, to feel that flame. I dear friend, the heat. Had the suffering. Had the Bible said there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Had dear friend, that there's torment. Had dear friend, there's weeping. Had dear friend, there's suffering. Had dear friend, the very conscience of this man. Had dear friend, he took with him in the flames of hell. And there's no such thing as sleeping in the grave. There's no such thing as being reincarnated. I dear friend, there's no such thing as going out into oblivion. I dear friend, I'm telling you, there's a literal burning hell. I dear friend, that when you leave this world without Jesus Christ as your Savior, brother, you'll take your senses as you slide off into hell. I dear friend, you'll see, you'll hear, you'll smell, you'll taste, you'll feel. I dear friend, you'll be just as alive in hell as you ever have been. I dear friend, upon this earth. I dear friend, I want to say this man took his shame with him this morning. He may have been too prideful. I dear friend, too arrogant. I dear friend, too. I dear friend, this morning full of pomp and pies. I to bow his knee here upon this earth. This man probably never asked for help for anybody. I dear friend, snapped his fingers. I dear friend, pulled out his wallet, his checkbook, and got everything he ever wanted. I dear friend, but now the Bible said begging for one drop of water. I dear friend, from I dear friend, a man's finger today. I dear friend, I am telling you, I dear friend, this man had his memory. I dear friend, I think he heard and remembered every sermon, I dear friend, he ever heard. I dear friend, I think the last invitation, brother, you resisted and walked out. I dear friend, I think it's going to echo in the canyon of your soul, I dear friend, throughout all eternity. Amen. I dear friend, this man had his sanity. I dear friend, he recognized who Lazarus was, recognized who Abraham was. I dear friend, I'll tell you, I dear friend, you may recognize some folks in hell, I dear friend, this morning, but there'll not be a family reunion. There'll not be, I dear friend, a warm embrace. I dear friend, you'll realize you're not the only one suffering in the flames of hell this morning. I dear friend, how sad, I dear friend, to be watching the gate. I dear friend, when one of your brothers or sisters, one of your sons or daughters, I dear friend, slip through that gate and wind up in hell. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, I want you to know he took his sorrow with him. Amen. I tell you, my, when a child of God dies in this world, we say, well, their suffering is over. They'll never hurt again. They'll never have a problem anymore. I dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, when a lost man dies, I dear friend, his sorrow isn't over with. His problems aren't over with. His suffering aren't over with. His burdens aren't gone. His troubles hadn't ended. Brother, they've all just begun. I dear friend, this morning, and they're manifest and multiplied. Dear friend, listen, when you slide off into hell, brother, the suffering never ends. Dear friend, let me say also this morning, and not only this man learned, there's some things you leave behind, there's some things you take with him, but he also learned there's some things you find when you get there. Man, I tell you, there's a lot of ideas of what hell is, and brother, I've never seen it. I dear friend, but I can imagine in my mind's eye. I dear friend, by the authority of God's word, I dear friend, I'll tell you, 1 second after your last breath, and you'll be a believer that there is a literal burning hell this morning. This man found reality. Amen. I dear friend, I'm telling you, I don't know how many warned him. I don't know how many preachers. I dear friend, I don't know how many times he passed by Lazarus, and Lazarus cried out unto him. I dear friend, but I'm telling you, this man found out, I dear friend, that hell's not out of Hollywood. I dear friend, that hell, I dear friend, this morning is out of the wrath and the fury of an almighty, a terrible, fearful God this morning. Yes, he's a God of mercy. Yes, he's a God of compassion and love. But my God is all also a consuming fire. Amen. I dear friend, this man learned how the sermons he heard was true. I dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, this man found remorse when he got there. I dear friend, I don't know how many times he stepped over Lazarus. I dear friend, and probably despised him. I dear friend, that he laid at his gate. I dear friend, but I'm telling you, when he lifted his eyes in hell, I dear friend, this man regretted regretted, dear friend, the life that he had lived. I regretted the opportunities that he had turned away. Amen. And this man found restitution. Dear friend, he learned there's a payment for sin. And if Christ doesn't pay your sin debt this morning, dear friend, then you will pay the sin debt. And the wages of sin is death, eternal death. Dear friend, this morning, I want to tell you, friend of mine, how there's some things we can learn from this man. Dear friend, when this man got to hell, he got a vision of truth. Dear friend, how you and I as God's people, dear friend, need to realize how that hell's a real place. This man was a vessel of tears, dear friend, and cried out. Dear friend, the Bible tells us we need to have some tears. For a lost and dying world, this man had a voice of tenderness. Dear friend, had a concern and a burden for his brothers, a compassion on others. Dear friend, but this man, we also can learn the value of time. Brother, time runs out. Dear friend, this morning for every person, I don't know if he was an old man when he died. Dear friend, but I do know the Bible said there came a time that he left this world. Church, open your eyes and your heart. Dear friend, this morning there's some things that we can learn from a lost man this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.